It's Checkon Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. Scattered snow showers will give way to partly cloudy skies, temps in the 30s and falling. Clear, cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. Friday, sunny and cold, high about 20. Saturday, partly cloudy, 25 to 30. Some sun and scattered flurries on Sunday. We'll get the full details on the Tri-State Forecast in just a few moments. Some announcements we have about some closings and some late openings. Explorations in Winsted is closed today. Region 7, Barcamps at New Hartford, Colebrook, Norfolk closed today due to hazardous driving conditions created by rain, snowfall, and falling temperatures and the potential for flash freezing during the hours of the morning commute. All Region 1 schools are closed today. Also, Pine Plain Central School District right now is on a two-hour delay due to inclement weather. And due to inclement weather and road conditions, the two-hour delay is in effect for all schools at the Dover Union Free School District. Some stories that we are following for you today here on Robert Hood Radio. A plan to expand Sharon Town Hall parking lot took a step ahead as a preliminary plan was announced at the regular meeting of the Board of Selectmen. First Selectman Brent Colley announced WMC Consulting Engineers had drawn a preliminary plan for parking improvements, a project that's already been awarded funding through the state STEEP grant program. The grant stipulates that the work be completed by August of 2023. According to the plan, parking spaces will increase from 41 to 53, including space for a van and two vehicles with handicap tags. There would also be new lighting, landscaping, and improved drainage to direct water flow away from Town Hall and the neighboring 67 Main Street. As directed by the STEEP program, two electric vehicle charging stations would be accompanied by installation of a conduit installed under the new pavement and a generator. One resident questioned the wisdom of the charging stations and learned it was a requirement of the STEEP program. Colley explained the state grant program called for implementing charging stations within these types of environments and improvements. Family Services in Dutchess County is hiring more social workers and expanding hours. 18 more social workers, along with other staff. The new positions will spread among its network of behavioral health centers and may reduce caseloads while increasing time spent with clients. The organization operates 8 behavioral health centers in Dutchess and Ulster counties and 4 community program locations, including the Family Partnership Center in Poughkeepsie. The organization operates 8 behavioral centers in Dutchess and Ulster County. Along with the local service workers, the nonprofit will be hiring more supervisors, administrative staff, nurse practitioners, and psychiatrists. Family Services website lists about 50 positions from therapist to a director and said this hiring push will increase staff and social work at other key positions by about 50%. The organization currently has 30 social workers who assess, treat, counsel individuals with behavioral health diagnosis across its 8 health centers. The number of social workers at each center ranges from 12 in Poughkeepsie to 3 in Dover. Gear Village Senior Community is offering a booster vaccination clinic at the Gear Lodge hosted by Hartford Healthcare. That'll come up on Tuesday, January 25th from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. In New York State, Governor Kathy Hochul's election year budget has a $2.2 billion one-shot gift for an estimated 2 million New Yorker homeowners teed up for a fall delivery just as voters focus on the gubernatorial election. Hochul wants to take $2.2 billion from the state's projected surplus of $5 billion, return it to homeowners who earn up to $250,000 a year. It'll be allocated through the state's STAR property tax relief program, which pays a portion of school taxes for eligible homeowners. It's one of the state's few programs that provides greatest benefits to homeowners in a wealthy downstate suburban community in the Hudson Valley and Long Island. The election season checks will average $970 for those owning property outside of New York City, but will be substantially higher in high-tax school districts in the Hudson Valley. New York on January 8th became the 18th state to legalize online sports betting. New York State Gaming Commission approved 4 middle-based sports books to take wagers from what it figures will be a major national market. People who watch television already have been inundated with Caesars Sportsbooks commercials. 4 casinos were constructed in 2013 in upstate New York, and a 2018 Supreme Court ruling permitted sports betting at those locations, lifting a long-standing federal statute that regulated sports betting primarily to Nevada.
In Hillsdale, New York, students will deliver science presentations. I'm Mick Drake and Ellie Yang, students in the Taconic Hills Science Research Program, will share the culmination of 3 years of intensive research work, 6 p.m. on Friday, January 21st, at the Roelof Janssen Community Library. Drake, who's been working on psychology, professor from the University of California, will be presenting her findings about the impact of traumatic brain injury on the development of anxiety. Yang, who's been working with Claudia Nab Obispo from the Hawthorne Valley Farmscape Ecology Program, will share her findings on the difference between duckweed grown in a laboratory setting and duckweed growing in the wild. Masks will be required. There is a possibility the program will be moved to Zoom. Check with the Rojan Library and Taconic Hills School websites and social media for any updates. More information at rojanlibrary.org.
On Friday the 21st, Salisbury Affordable Housing Committee has a meeting. Town of Northeast Zoning Appeals has their meeting in the annex of the library in Northeast Millerton Library, 20th Century Boulevard in Millerton, New York. Hearing will be held on the application of Jackson Wanders and Nera Cruz, owners of a tax parcel, for an area variance in order to erect a fence on a side property line. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, a terrific menu featuring tapas items, specials every day. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram as well. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 35,028.65, the NASDAQ at 14,340.26, and the S&P 500 at 4532.76. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.